Hi everyone, welcome to English for Economists, which brings you short English vocabulary lessons for the fields of economics and finance. This is lesson number 43, and today's topic is food insecurity. So check out this headline, which was published by the United Nations on their UN news page on June 6, 2022. The headline reads, "Overlapping crises push millions into extreme levels of acute food insecurity." Let's break this headline down to see what it means and see which vocabulary can be useful for you to use. The first word is overlapping. That is from the verb overlap, which means to extend over and cover partly. So, in this case, there is more than one crisis that is having an impact. It is one crisis on top of another. Overlapping. The second word I want you to pay attention to is crises. That is the plural of crisis. Listen to the pronunciation. One crisis, two or more crises. Crisis, crises. The third word is acute. That means to a severe or intense degree. Acute food insecurity? Well, that's severe food insecurity. Acute. The article describes how local conflicts, climate change, and now the impact on food prices and supply as a result of the war in Ukraine are all combining with one another to create a situation of food insecurity in 20 hunger hotspots, including countries in Central and Sub-Saharan Africa, also Haiti, Afghanistan, among other places. Okay, economists, in summary, remember this. Overlapping means to extend over and cover partly. Crises is the plural of crisis, and acute means extreme or intense. Overlapping crises push millions into extreme levels of acute food insecurity. That's all for this lesson. Please visit the webpage englishforeconomists.com, where you will find a link to the UN News article that we talked about, as well as other previous vocabulary lessons where we have looked at the current fertilizer shortage, we've looked at the supply chain crisis, we've looked at climate change, inflation, and the price and supply of wheat. These are all relevant lessons if you need to talk about food insecurity. Friends, by the way, I've also included a link to the United Nations audio news broadcast. That's very, very good listening practice for English students just like you. So take advantage of that. Okay, well, that's all for now. Please give this lesson a like. I would appreciate that very, very much. I'm Alan Robert, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.